Welcome back. More of the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Last week, I proclaimed that Nebraska baseball is in the hunt for a regional host. And people said, I don't know, Connor, it sounds like you're flip-flopping.
Yeah, because
I thought you hated
2 weeks
them.
Ago, you said no chance, no chance. Path.
I don't feel like there was a path. I didn't like the look of them. And then they threw a no hitter, and I'm like, whoa, hold on, this kind of changes things. If you could figure stuff out, on, I mean, it was a good midweek win against K-State. And so I thought about the Nebraska's tilt with South Dakota State last night beforehand, and I thought there's really nothing to be concerned about here, right? I know that. They seem to be cursed on the midweek and or whatever goes into it. I understand that they have struggled. I don't want to go through those struggles here in just a second, but they'll be fine. They'll get out of this unscathed and they'll move on to their final two weekend series. And that's all they have left. They don't have a midweek game next week, which should be very, very exciting to everybody. And then I checked the score and it was 6-2 going into the eighth inning. And I thought, all right, let's just,
TCB, baby.
Yeah, let's just close this thing down and say goodnight. They did not do that, giving up 3 in the eighth and 5 in the ninth to lose 10-6. That's right, Josh. Big fat fart noise from Nebraska baseball last night. I'm looking through the box score. I didn't watch a game last night. Saw a couple things from it. Obviously, it's a little bit startling when you realize they used 10 pitchers. Maybe seems like a few too many. They could have just, you know, extended one. But I get it. They want to save for the weekend. It's a really big series coming up and all that. And even their best, Casey Dice, couldn't really get it done. Or one of their best, Casey Dice, couldn't really get it done. Last night, he was the one that was, you know, rocked hardest out of all of them last night. But I look at this and... South Dakota State came up with the RPI of 249, I believe, last night.
Not great.
No, it wasn't good. Nobody playing a team in the Summit League is not going to be good for your RPI either way. That was what we lamented before last night's game. It's like, yeah, maybe they would just flood the field and cancel the game in general. Obviously, they would have been way better off doing so. But look at this. I mean, usually what gets you as a, you know, pretty good but close to average Midwest baseball team that's playing a bad team on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, usually what gets you is your inability to get outs, shoot yourself in the foot, walk people, make errors, not pick balls up cleanly, whatever it might be. Nebraska pitching last night, for as questionable as it was late, struck out 15 and walked 2. If you would have just given me that stat before the game, I would have said Nebraska wins by the final score of 8-1. And they move on, and the midweek thing is all but a memory at this point. 15 strikeouts, 2 walks. Nebraska hitters drew 8 walks last night.
Interesting.
Against South Dakota State pitching. Nebraska baseball still lost at home to a bad team 10-6.
Thatcher Kozel, 4 of 5, went to Dongtown in the eighth, and he liked it so much, he said, I'll go back to Dongtown in the ninth.
Thatcher Kozel, out of Waverly, Nebraska.
Oh, the Thatcher Kozel revenge game.
It was a Thatcher Kozel revenge game. It was a Thatcher Kozel revenge game.
Yes. 6 RBI on the night.
Thatcher, yeah. Nice job by him.
Touched home 3 times.
Yes, 6 RBI. So that's a bad one. And so now I'm just confused. They're making me look stupid. I don't like to look stupid. They're not hosting a regional anymore, that's for sure. Definitely not hosting a regional anymore. So
right.
I have flipped and I have flopped for the final time on Nebraska baseball this year as far as their potential to have a regional and be a one seed at Haymarket Park. It ain't happening. You're done. You have 2 more weekend series left. You still have a chance to win the Big Ten Conference title, which should be the goal at this point. But you're not hosting a regional. You'll be a 2 somewhere, probably College Station, like I said. Now, actually, I mean, they're like the number 1 team in the country, so maybe Nebraska could, you know, stay out of that thing. But They have dropped to 30 in the RPI, dropped 9 spots overnight after losing to lowly South Dakota State in the midweek, a team that I've seen once this year, and I mean, not real good. Not a great. They have one good player, and Cale Frost is a pretty good player, but outside of that, haven't really had much bite to him this year. Nebraska on the midweek this year, and so I said last night on Twitter, I was like, yeah, I'm a little bit surprised by this. And people were like, you were? You're surprised? It was Wednesday, and Nebraska played a baseball game. Of course they lost. Well, like, we've talked so much about Nebraska baseball in the midweek. Here's what they've done. It's not good. It's not good. But you tell me how bad this sounds, Josh.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I don't think it's that bad. Nebraska beat Wichita State on the road, RPI 114. They also lost to Wichita State on the road. RPI 114.
Splitsville, population U.
114, not terrible. Wichita State, historically, you know, a good program.
Sure.
They beat the University of Nebraska, Omaha. They beat North Dakota State.
They should.
They lost to Creighton. They lost to Kansas, RPI 59. Creighton, RPI 61. They lost to Creighton again. They lost to Kansas again. They lost to Creighton again. They no-hit Kansas State, the best of the bunch, RPI 38. So if I stop there, obviously the struggles against Creighton are well-documented, and they couldn't get it over the hump against Kansas this year. Two very fine teams, like totally average teams, right? And then the one questionable, I guess, Wichita loss that was on the road, and it was way back in early March. That's not that bad. That's not that bad. Like, the record doesn't look good straight up, but it's not that bad. It's like you had lost to South Dakota State. It's like you had lost to UNO. It's not like you had lost to whatever other, you know, sorry to throw UNO under the bus, but like, we're talking about super low, bottom 100, bottom 50 RPI type of teams. They didn't have any of those. Like, people like to freak out when they lose to Creighton, but Creighton's good, except for they can't win Big East games.
Four and seven in the midweek this year?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right. So up until last night, it wasn't that bad, and then last night it got bad.
You can even if you're obviously not okay with it, but you can understand losing the games that they've lost. Like, it
before that.
Yeah, right. And then last night just, you let it run down your leg.
They really tanked them.
Eighth and the ninth to a not great team.
That really tanked them.
Yeah.
By the way, we get a text here from the text line for the 402.
Hi, 402.
Josh O is directed at you. Iowa Western grad Thatcher Kozel.
Oh.
Didn't even know about that. I just thought Waverly. Also from the text line, from a different 402, question for you. You messed up question for you.
Question for you.
Connor said last week that Creighton would obviously beat Nebraska in a weekend series. I didn't say that they would obviously beat Nebraska. I said they would. Don't put it on the internet that I said obviously. I thought at the time that was a bad take. Would you like to revise that take? Well, they both don't seem very good. Right? I don't know what the deal is with Creighton. You know, I don't know what the deal is with Creighton. I still think they're good because the times in which I've seen them this year, which is a lot of times, more than 20, my takeaway has been that they are good. And they are just as good, if not a notch better, than Nebraska. I know that their resume is not as good as Nebraska's at this point. But they both had the look of NCAA tournament teams to me. Creighton is not an NCAA tournament team and will not be an NCAA tournament team. Nebraska will be because of what they've done outside of the midweek, and mostly because of what they did back in like the first and second weeks of February. Keep that in mind too. I don't love the look of Nebraska right now. They're certainly not going to host. Now you get yourself into a situation where you're in a regional and you're pitching your guy, Brett Sears on a first game of a regional. He's been a little bit more shaky than I've wanted him to be lately as well. So, I don't know. Find a way to win the Big Ten and maybe win the tournament or something like that. You could get yourself feeling good and in a good position going to the NCAA tournament. I've said this over and over again. The thing that always pops out with me when I watch them is they get into these real ruts where I just hate their offensive approach. I do not like the way they approach it sometimes. They swing out of the zone way too much. They're going after gopher ball. They're going after homers a lot. They're going after that's the way it feels to me. And that's a team that at its best when Will Bolt has been their coach is a team that puts the ball in play 1-9, runs the bases well, bunts, moves guys over, plays tough, aggressive baseball. And when they get into these ruts, they look like the exact opposite. They look like Giancarlo Stanton. They're like, I'm either going to hit a 900-foot home run or strike out and miss the ball by 6 feet. I hate that. I hate that kind of baseball. I don't think it's Will Bolt style baseball. And so I think they do that from time to time when they get into these ruts. Can they pull themselves out of it? Sure. I mean, it was just one game. We'll see what happens this weekend. But, not the best feeling in the world right now. Before we get to the odd news, let's indeed take this phone call from Douglas in the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. Douglas, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, this is my lack of knowledge of all things baseball. So, kind of question. Are college hitters better than college pitchers in general? Because it seems like there's a ton of college pitchers around. They go to Wayne State, Bellevue, all these schools. Like, I mean, what's your take? I'm going to hang up because I just want to hear what you think.
So. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Douglas. Appreciate it. Are college hitters better than college pitchers? More consistently. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple college pitchers who are really, really, really good. And those guys get drafted really high and they pitch on Friday nights. I mean, Nebraska hasn't had up until this year with Sears, who's showed it at times. Nebraska hasn't had a bona fide, like, really, really good Friday night guy in a really long time. They don't come around that often. They're certainly not in the Big Ten, with the exception of Brody Breck.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, so you're just – there's very few and far between dominant stuff on the mound in college pitching. And college pitchers, notoriously, and especially ones when you get further down the line in your rotation or into the bullpen, it becomes a very tedious task just to throw a strike. And that's often the difference, right? You don't have to be Paul Skeens, man. You don't have to throw the ball 101 miles an hour with a devastating slider and do all this different stuff.
If you would like you to be throw, that, we yeah, would take it.
That'd be great. But if you don't have that in your repertoire, if you don't have that shot in your bag, just throw a strike and then see where that one gets you. But, yeah, college hitters are certainly ahead of college pitchers in a general sense. I think that's for sure. Jed writes in on Twitter.
Hi, Jed.
Quote, they are certainly not going to host. Like I said previously, there is no chance that they host a regional. Hashtag Jed was right.
Thank you, Jed.
Hashtag thank you, Jed. Good job, Jed. You called it. You got it. They ain't hosting no regional now. It's all over. So, go win the Big Ten and see what happens when that comes out. All right, we will come back. Josh will bring you the odd news, including a story that I had to text my wife about.
We did the research.
We've done the research. We have background. We are armed with information. Coming back on 1620 The Zone.